So Rick Famuyiwa. I had to get that last name, the full name, but the last name in particular out of the way first because I did not want to mispronounce the shit. But I'm fresh off of watching an old interview with this director where he was talking, I think it was like an interview, he was talking about the Sundance Film Festival, and he was talking about this movie that he directed that I actually did commentary for. Never knew he was the director of that movie until I did the first time watch commentary. And it kind of falls in line with this movie we're about to get into now. But one of the things I never knew about this movie right here, is that there's a scene in this movie where our three main characters in this great, amazing, epic, classic, cultural, coming-of-age tale. These three characters are in this convenience store, you know, getting gum and Tic Tacs and whatever they need to get ready to go to this high school dance. And they've been waiting a really long time for it. They want to rack up numbers. You know, they got a game that they play. Who gets the most numbers at the end of the night gets a dollar, things of that nature. You can tell it's a period piece because these motherfuckers are betting dollars. Any other time, they would be betting 20 or more, and that's kind of what destroys friendship sometimes. But I did not know, man, that when that convenience store gets held up by two characters, who I will mention in a second, you know, the actors that they're played by. I did not know that that really happened to this director. You know, that really happened to the director. And he said that he was just getting, you know, casually getting his snacks and in whatever he was getting. And the store just gets held up. And he said the one thing he couldn't stop thinking about was, you know, he was near the exit. And if he ran out, then he would, it's technically stealing. And he said that he was crazy for even thinking that while the store was being robbed at gunpoint. But he said that the robber just kind of looked at him and, you know, signaled him to get the fuck out of there. And he left. And I never knew that he took that real life incident that he was present for and applied it to his filmmaking, which is one of the best scenes in this entire movie, man. And I think stories like that, real life stories like that, that translate so well on screen. Sometimes it's relatable. I don't think I've ever been in a situation like that, but I'm pretty sure somebody out there listening might have been in a situation like that. Even if you haven't, you may have known somebody that was involved in something like that. I just feel like situations like that, when you apply it in the story and it's executed well on screen, it is so interesting to see, man. I love those little small tidbits, man. And obviously this movie we're about to get into, people, the movie I'm talking about now, The Wood, which came out in 1999. This is, you know, I decided to do this for Black History Month because I made it my business to say I didn't want to do any, you know, any hood movies, any struggle movies, any movies where, you know, our representation was just kind of misconstrued on screen. And I feel like we are so much more than, I've said this before, we're so much more than our struggles, man, and our hardships and our downfall. This movie could have easily been three young Black males in, I think this is South Central LA. I'm not sure what part of LA they're in. I don't know. But this could have easily been just three young Black males who are in the streets, they're selling drugs, you know, they're, you know, being womanizers, running around, getting a whole bunch of chicks, whatever our stereotypes that play against us may be. It could have been that. But instead, this director decided to make a Black coming of age story that, while this is rated R. Yeah. While this is rated R and it's got like really mature themes throughout, this is still like a really wholesome and warm-hearted film at its core, man. I've always appreciated that. It's really relatable, you know, especially with the younger, you know, there's three main cast members here, but they are played, their adult versions are played by Omar Epps, Taye Diggs, and Richard T. Jones. But I think the younger selves of these characters is way more relatable because I feel like a lot of us when we were young Black males, we experienced a lot of this, whether it was falling in love or whether it was, you know, anticipating losing your virginity or even something as small as what am I going to wear? How am I going to dance? What type of gum am I going to get to go to this high school dance and things of that nature? It's so many things that this has going for it, man. And I decided to pick this because, you know, like I said, this could have been something else that worked against us. But instead, this is something that I feel like, pretty much for the most part uplifts the culture, man. And I feel like it falls in line with the other commentaries that I did. You know, I did, Beach Street, you know, that was influencing and showcasing, you know, dance and hip hop and R&B and art and all types of different art forms for the most part, all into, you know, everything just culminated into a really good film. Did Wakanda Forever, where our representation was just insanely through the roof, man. Shout out to Ryan Coogler for doing that. But this director, Rick Famuyiwa, I feel like I said his name wrong twice, but I'm getting there, people. This dude, you know, he is, I think, producer on The Mandalorian. I'm about to look it up now. Producer on The Mandalorian, 8 episodes of that. Producer on 58 episodes of The Shy. Like, surprise, surprise. It's no wonder the show is as good as it is. And, you know, shout out to Lena Waithe, still on my fucking interview list for 2024. And as is this director right here, man. I would love to interview this guy. I just got to watch more of his, I'm not going to say out of the ordinary, but I'll say out of the ordinary for me. I did not know he directed one episode of Ahsoka. You know, I think that's the, shit, I almost called her Renee Zellweger. What is that girl's name? Rosario Dawson. My apologies, people. He directed one episode of that Star Wars spinoff, 6 episodes of The Mandalorian. We Will Be Monsters. He directed that TV series, episodes of The Shy, Dope. He directed Our Family Wedding. He directed Brown Sugar. This is a guy who, you know, while he is for the culture, I love that he does that F. Gary Gray shit where you look at a certain property and it's like, damn, I didn't know he directed that. Like, he's not afraid to step out of his comfort zone. And when I made the F. Gary Gray reference, I'm talking about, a lot of people don't know F. Gary Gray directed, you know, The Fate of the Furious. A lot of people don't know F. Gary Gray directed Men in Black International. Now, regardless of how you feel about those two films, I always, you know, respect when directors, they don't have to limit themselves to, okay, this is going to be a movie that takes place in the hood and is about this. You know, another director or directors that I can, you know, make an example of when I'm talking about that, you know, stepping outside of the comfort zone are the Hughes brothers. You know, the Hughes brothers went from doing something like Menace to Society, which is a classic hood film, to shit like, you know, From Hell with Johnny Depp and Heather Graham. If you haven't seen From Hell, I recommend it. It's like a Jack the Ripper type of take on things. And Johnny Depp plays like I think he's like the detective that's trying to solve the murders, but it's a really underrated, solid, well shot period piece. And the Hughes brothers also did Book of Eli, you know, so to see, and Ryan Coogler is another example of directors that step outside of their comfort zone and just don't limit themselves to one thing. So big shout out to this director here, and shout out to Todd Boyd, who helped him write the script. But like I said, man, Richard T. Jones is in here, Omar Epps, Taye Diggs is in here, Tamala Jones is in here. I'm trying to look at the names of the Sean Nelson, who plays the younger version of Omar Epps' character. He is Fresh. You know, I wanted so badly to do commentary for Fresh, but I said, not during Black History Month. I don't want that to be the theme here, man, the hood shit. I don't. But I wish he was in, I know he's in a lot of stuff, but I wish I had seen him in way more in his heyday, man. I think he was a really solid actor back in the day when he was younger. He's really good here. You got Dwayne Finley, who plays the younger version of Slim. Melinda Williams is in here. Patricia Belcher, who just keeps popping up. I think I've mentioned her name in a couple episodes prior to this one. But that's the chick from, as much as I don't support Jeepers Creepers and Victor Salva's a piece of shit, I say this all the time, Patricia Belcher was a really good actress in that movie, and she's just a great actress overall. You got DeAndre Bonds in here, who, DeAndre Bonds, like, I don't want to say he got typecasted, but he is that character. He is that guy, man. And it wasn't until I saw him in Snowfall that I was absolutely terrified of his fucking character. I don't think I've been more terrified of any character he's ever played. Not even in Three Strikes when he played that character that got shot in his ass. But when he's in Snowfall playing Scully, he is a lunatic. He's a straight up lunatic, man. I think Sanaa Lathan pops up in this movie at some point too, man. This is a really good, predominantly Black cast, all Black cast for the most part, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't even want to waste any more time with the introduction. We're already almost 10 minutes into this, people. But this is on Voodoo, just in case y'all are tuning in, and y'all know if y'all are tuning in, y'all are the true to the reviews MVP. So let's keep the uplifting positive for the most part. Now, I say positive up until we get to whatever horror movie I decide to do for Black History Month. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. There's a lot of blaxploitation horror out there. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get into this commentary, people, for The Wood. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Almost forgot to full screen my shirt. To go back on which horror movie I'm going to do, there was one I wanted to do in particular, but I promised myself I was not going to do any hood shit. Promised myself and the people that I wasn't going to do any hood shit, but... Jerome! As soon as I said I wasn't going to do any hood shit, you know, any struggle movies, you got the most hood voice ever in the opening of this shit. Perfect, perfect song. You know what's crazy? I feel like me, along with a bunch of other people in the black community, some of us don't even remember the title of this song, the actual official title. I think a lot of us just call it Back in the Days When I Was Young, I'm Not a Kid Anymore, but some, like, I feel like we just take that shit and run with it. My crew and I were in junior high. So smooth, man. Speaking of Richard T. Jones, because his name just popped up in the credits. You know, for anybody that just gave up on Richard T. Jones after seeing him in the Why Did I Get Married movies, even though he's an asshole here, bring yourself back to watch this movie and watch his role in here. He is the asshole friend who you need to have around. He is like the equivalent... He's like the black equivalent to, I mean, not as obnoxious, but kind of like Stifler. Stifler or Quentin from The Best Man, where he's an asshole, but he's down for his friends. He got his friends back. He's got their best interests at heart. Because he's got asshole moments in here, but he's still a stand-up guy for his homies. Lisa Ray, I forgot to mention Lisa Ray is in here. Basil Wallace from Return of the Living Dead 3 is in here, and he was in Caught Up. Lots of names in here, people. This is definitely me, like, walking around with the fucking camera, just recording everybody, getting on everybody's nerves. I feel like all those annoying moments with me recording people and walking around with a camera or even a phone, it's going to be a nice part of the success story. Yes, it's exactly what I'm trying to do. Oh. You tell my son Roland I want to see him. Okay. Oliver, can't you set up the chairs outside? Just wouldn't have seen right without. And Omar Epps, man, let me just take the time out to say, even in movies that I don't really, movies that I don't really praise all like that, like, I just recently saw Omar Epps in a movie called The Devil You Know. And this was actually a couple months ago. I think it's called The Devil You Know. Amazing cast. The plot was just kind of messy, and I thought the movie was going to be much better than it was. But nonetheless, man, Omar Epps is on-screen royalty in the black community. This guy can do no wrong in anything. He's even in a horror movie called Trick. I don't like that movie at all. I can't even really finish it. I think I had like 20-30 minutes of the movie left, but he's even good in that. He's a highlight in a movie like that. Dracula 2000 and shit. Like, him getting killed in the opening of Scream. Like, it's always good to see this guy on screen. Ain't nobody put a goddamn gun to his head. Shit, he trying to be Hugh Hefner and get married.
You know Hugh Hefner is married?
Well, he divorced now. Oh, fuck him, too. That ain't the point, Mike.
But we're breaking the fourth wall here, too, man. Talking to the camera.
Shit, that's the fucking point.
And, Richard T. Jones, you know, I'm talking about Omar Epps being in horror movies. Richard T. Jones isn't a stranger to the genre, either. He was in Twisted. I mean, you could consider that more of like a psychological thriller. He was in Twisted with Ashley Judd and Samuel Jackson, and he was in,
I get to play the peacemaker.
I think one of Paul W.S. Anderson's most underrated movies, Event Horizon.
Oh, God damn. It's hard to believe we dressed like this and thought it was cool.
Yeah, we all got those moments.
Oh, man.
It was 1986 when me, my little brother, and my mom, we moved from North Carolina to Inglewood. That's a small suburb of Los Angeles. My mom, she relocated to a new nursing job at Centinella Hospital. I was hoping for the last time. This is my third school in 5 years. Man, it was just like the movies out here. I mean, it was the middle of January, yet it was 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Oh, man, palm trees, sunny skies, and, of course, beautiful women.
Look, you scared teasing Purple Rain. Yo. You can eat off, though.
What?
Oh, man, I'm wrong with that. Yo,
you can't tell me about you wasn't flying that night.
She just don't know what tip. That's what I'm saying.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Wrong with your ass.
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Yo, man, who's flying? Vanity or Apollonia? Come on, man.
Vanity?
Yo, nigga, what I tell you, man?
This nigga don't know what he talking about, man.
Whatever.
Yo, you're a new kid, right?
Well, yes.
Yo, so what's up, nigga? You cousin blood.
What?
Yo, hear me though. Nigga, do you cousin blood?
You cousin blood.
Cuz what?
Oh. What's that you from, man?
You know. I don't know anything about any sets. I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, word.
Carolina. Not even Carolina, but Carolina.
Hey, yo, man. You better off just hanging with us, you know?
Yeah, man.
Cause see, this is shit you got to learn if you gonna make it in the woods.
Yeah, man. You might fuck around and say some shit that'll get you shot.
Shot?
Why the hell did I say I wasn't sure where this took place, forgetting that the wood was short for Inglewood, California? Something wrong with me, people. Sometimes the coffee don't always help me.
Nah, but man, I'm rolling, man. This skinny fool here, this Slint.
Yo, what up? I'm Mike.
All right, Mike.
And I like how they just formed their friendship. Like, Roland and Slim were already best friends, pretty much. And they knew that this kid was new. And it's like, yo, you might as well just hang with us. You don't really get... You don't get a lot of that.
No, but I watch it a lot.
What?
Give that shit back, man.
Yo, rule number one in the wood. Either you gangbang or you play ball.
Yeah, you know, or you could be a pimp like me, you know, because I gotta stay clean. You know,
this nigga.
Okay, bullshit.
Oh, hey,
And these three together, I don't know if they had, like, if they gave these three actors a test run. You know, because, like, I'm thinking of what they did with Juice. I think they had all of the four main characters, like, kind of hang out before they started filming the movie just to see how, just to get them to build up, like, camaraderie and chemistry together. I don't know if they did that with these characters or these actors, but I wouldn't be surprised because they've got great chemistry on screen together. Like, they're all great individually, but when they're together, like, they genuinely seem like three best friends.
Man.
And Mike fits in right away. I mean, he doesn't fit in right away. He's got some growing pains, and he's got hurdles throughout the movie, but I think once he gets his ass whooped by DeAndre Bonds, and once he gets, once he gets Melinda Williams' number at the dance, like, he's earned his keep for the most part, I guess.
Alicia.
Oh, Alicia, that's her name.
What you doing, man? Alicia. Hey, you know, you're looking nice today, right?
Yo, you got play, man. You need to give it up.
These hair pieces definitely bother the fuck out of me. I'm not going to lie.
Man, it was early in the morning, but my hormones were wide awake.
Okay, settle down.
Now, what's about to happen to him is very unfortunate. Whether this has happened to me or not in my, you know, high school days or even middle school days for that matter, I'm not telling y'all. Mind y'all motherfucking business.
Thinking
of, please go down. It's like I cannot get up in front of this class. Oh, man.
No, not from there. Come up here so the whole class can see you.
It's like, lady, goddamn, you don't see him going through something?
Think of something. Baseball, yeah. Think of baseball. Yeah. First base, second. Hell, I like to hit a home run with Alicia. Shit, bad one.
I think, okay, I'll say this, people. I think if this has ever happened to me in high school, I did not get up. No way I was getting up and walking around with that.
I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Carolina.
And I like sports. And that's it.
I like sports, and that's it.
Davinio, is something amusing you?
No, it's yours.
Well, then you can turn to page 15 like everybody else in this classroom.
Lavinia. Oh, Miss Hughes, what page 15 on?
She looked at him like, I'm about to slap the shit out of you for asking me that dumb ass shit. That's, for some reason, that is like a cult classic line right there. There's a meme that's always floating around on Instagram that's like, you know, Slim is the first person in the black community to ask what page 15 on. Like, I think that shit's hilarious. Tamala Jones, man, god damn, and she still pretty much looks the same. I always thought that she was just so, you know, like a lot of people, they love Halle Berry and, you know, Megan Good, obviously, you know, like Vivica Fox. Some people prefer like the OG Vivica Fox, but just Vivica Fox altogether, like, you know, Vanessa Williams, like, but Tamala Jones, is it Tamala or Tamala? I don't know. She's always been just underrated beautiful.
Look, Tanya, just keep that fool there, all right?
Y'all need to hurry up.
Yo, yeah, hurry up.
My foot where it don't belong.
Because we can get a party going on.
Hurry up.
Trashed. That's crazy that, like, listen, again, this is one of those things where I don't know how, I would definitely check one of my homies. If I'm in the, I'm not being selfish here and saying, yeah, if I'm in the wedding, I'm definitely going to tell him about himself. But if you're getting cold feet on your wedding day, yeah, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Because get your shit together. You could have just told her you wasn't ready. Cold feet, drunk, and at his ex's, you know, crib on his wedding day. Taye Diggs, I don't know if this was before or after House on Haunted Hill, but both movies came out the same year. Another genre guy, man.
Yes, my niggas, what's up?
Now, I hate that he did that because he's married, but he couldn't resist that ass.
Forgot about today, the wedding, flowers, the family, Lisa.
Amen, Lisa.
You gotta love how Lisa Ray's name is Lisa in this movie.
Slim, she looking pretty in that dress.
He came like this about an hour ago. That's when I figured I better call you guys.
Make it last forever.
Trash.
Girl, you know.
That was a song, girl. You remember that?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
You remember that, Mike?
Can I ask this? You guys didn't fuck, did you?
He wasted no time.
No, I'm just saying,
nothing
happened,
okay?
So
you can just leave it at
that. Right, right. Yo, bro, break the fuck out once you with my ass.
I ain't going there, man. I ain't going to that place.
You mean you ain't going? Nigga, I paid $100 for this
tux.
Are you crazy?
Check it out. I got some coffee brewing in the kitchen. I will go get some.
Thank you so much.
Sounds great.
Y'all gotta get the fuck up out of here, because I'm trying to get in the back.
Listen, Taye Diggs. Phenomenal actor, man, for sure. Especially in the Best Man, the Final Chapters series. He was at some of his best acting in that series. But who decided to give him two hoop earrings?
You know something, bro, man? You fucking up, man. You fucking up big time, man.
Damn, Mike. I know I'm fucking up, man. I mean, I love Lisa, dude. I love Lisa, but, man, I don't know, man. I just don't know, dude.
What you don't know? This is not Jerry Springer.
Hey, I know what it is. Talk about all that pussy you be giving up and you're fucked out, right?
That's what it is, man. You don't know all that ass you're gonna be giving
somebody
up.
I don't know if somebody was closing a gate or what, but...
I'm gonna beat your head.
I never realized he threw his tie at him. Wait, didn't he throw his tie at him and now it's back on? What part of the continuity was that?
No, you need to drink this. I'm sorry. No, hold it. God.
I'm so sorry.
She was so frustrated.
This shit is cold. Look, we gotta go, all right? This ain't the place, bro. Man, listen to me. My head is spinning. I just gotta chill here, bro, Mike. Bro, this ain't the place, right? Come on, grab your shit. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
They should have just slapped his ass sober. Just slap him hard enough so that he just all the alcohol is just completely out of his system. And I love that about this movie. That's very unique and very cool. That every time we transition into like another like flashback sequence, the needle drops on a different record. I love that. They set him up for failure in this scene. I always hated that about their friendship, because you know he's the new guy, like, and you know he knows no better.
Hey, yo, man, I dare you to grab her booty.
What?
Yo, I'll do it. Yeah, I know.
This game was not to be played. At least I ain't not on my part back in the day.
I will give you $1.
Damn, nigga, let me hold my
arm. Come on, man. Yeah, you can tell this was millenniums ago where he's like, yo, I'll give you a dollar if you do it. Today, whether it's a dollar or $100, it is also probably a hashtag Me Too incident. You don't just run up grabbing ass. It's one of the reasons, you know, Donald Trump and Harvey Weinstein are always in hot water.
That's really determined. Now for a dollar, it was worth the risk. Booty was.
What did he think was going to happen if he grabbed her ass, though? Like, how stupid can you be? You're the new guy. She doesn't even know you. Okay, now that was the thing. Like, back in like high school or middle school. Yeah, we were wild in middle school, people. But if we knew girls and were cool with girls, or maybe previously had dated girls or had intentions and maybe the girls liked us, that's the only time we played this type of shit. But no, like, perverted, I'm gonna run past and grab her ass and I don't even know her type of shit. Nah. She couldn't have been too mad. Like, she didn't even really hit him.
Nigga, you crazy? You do not know me. Don't you ever put your stinking hands on me like that again. Oh, and I will tell my brother.
Her brother, he didn't even know. He did not bet on her brother being a serial murderer.
Yeah, man. Hey, remember that talk we had about Les and Crips, man? Yeah. Well, that nigga's a blood.
He coming to get me after school, and then he gonna kick your ass. Bet on that, huh?
That's something. Listen, so familiar. How many y'all out there have had, like, back in the day, had a girl say, I'm going to get my brother to beat you out? Like, that happens.
I guess since you knew, she just tricked.
Yeah, man.
I remember that happened. It wasn't a situation like this, but I remember this girl in high school. And I want to say I was, like, fairly new at that school. This girl was like, yeah, my brother's outside. I remember what you said. And I'm like, huh? But little did she know that it was, I didn't even know that. Even though I was like fairly new, and a lot of the people in my grade knew each other already prior. They were riding. And they was like, yeah, he don't even understand. He gonna get stomped out. But nothing happened though. But I was like, damn, these dudes riding like that.
So much for that.
And I've been in that situation before, whether it was my younger sisters or older sister, like, defending them. Like, that's, it's so many relatable things in this movie all across the board that it's crazy. But they still set him up, man. But, again, that's another credit to the director
I told you, man, you better run.
Had this would have been any other movie, the brother would have came and shot the whole fucking place up. And he's a any gangbang too?
Yeah, let's get out of here, man. Hey, man, we better go this place too.
You, the heartbeat is funny as hell because he knows, like, you are anticipating this happening. What's wrong with you?
Funny how any hint of a fight always gets around the whole school.
He didn't even see him walking up.
My little sister tell me you can't keep your motherfucking hands to yourself.
No, man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Nigga, you think my sister a hoe or something?
No,
think
no.
Think she a fucking toy?
No, I think she pretty.
Hey, he pushed everybody off. He's the fucking Thanos of the hood.
I guess so. No, man, this is my fight.
Okay. What, nigga?
It was a good hit, though. I can't lie. He just didn't phase him. Damn. Yo, he blacked out on this dude.
My mistake. It was his fist.
I told you to scare him now, Satan. Stop.
Shut the hell. Come on, man. Don't
hurt him. I said stop it, Stacy.
He's like, goddamn, I was trying to help you.
Let's go, Alicia.
She slapped the shit out of her brother. I do like, okay, they set him up for failure. He got his ass whooped. Again, growing pains as the new guy.
Yeah.
But I love how at some point, Roland and Slim did step in there. They were like, okay, he's about to beat this motherfucker to death. So we got to go in there and help him. And another thing with this director, he directed the movie Dope, like I said. DeAndre Bonds is in that movie as a school high school security guard, and he says something to Lakeith Stanfield and his crew. He was like, ask about Stacy. Is this in the same universe as The Wood or what? Is he playing the same character? That's actually me asking a director out there, so if by any chance he listens to this commentary, I need to know during a interview, hopefully. I don't know. Just wishful thinking out here. It's like, don't look back and feel bad for me. You knew your brother was batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't worth it getting his ass whooped like that. First day of school, you get fucked up like that. My man brought the coffee pot to the Quickie Mart. That's the, yo, like sidestepping when you drunk. Trying to walk, I'm telling you, it's the worst. I remember leaving my unk's crib one night trashed. And I damn near, I'm not proud of it, but I'm just glad that I made it home. This is when I lived walking distance from my unk's crib. I remember like damn near sidestepping all the way home. It was it was quite the journey, yo.
I got you.
What are you smiling about?
I don't see nothing humorous about the situation.
I was thinking about all the times we used to come up in here and grabbing a whole bunch of mitts from the school dances.
Ritz?
Them school dances, man. I used to have all the girlies up on my tip, right?
Whoa, who even
started?
No.
And then...
Whoa.
My,
oh, put another one. Oh, thank God.
Hot, man. Y'all know dancing...
You're
no dancing ass, Mike. No dancing.
Oh,
how'd
it go? How'd it go?
I got a story for y'all. Unfortunately, this is one of those things where Omar Epps' character is very relatable because I was not a big dancer, man. I remember not a high school dance, but a middle school dance. The first middle school dance, I think it was seventh grade. I was shitting bricks, man. I didn't know, like, what I was going to wear. I was like, what dance moves am I going to do? I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I had a great fucking time, though, man.
I've been here for a couple of months now, so I was just starting to get adjusted to England.
Y'all know I'm jamming.
Hey, yo, I ain't your baby.
Y'all going to the dance?
No. Yo, you
don't
say you that dance, right?
I think about it. What about you, Mike?
He's like, you can see me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. You know it's going to be fresh, right? First dance of the year, too?
Look how Slim is looking at that girl, like.
Hey, yo, leave Tracy at home. I can't stand that girl, man. Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
I think in high school it was always one girl that had a crush on you that you just did, you just was not into it at all.
So that means she liked me, man. Hey, yo, sorry if she was looking. Yo, why the hell else would she come over here and come up to me like that? Nigga, because she wants to know if you was going to the dance.
I remember in high school, it was this girl that had a crush on me, and I remember my homie Zach, man. My homie Zach would not let me lay this shit down because I put my money in a vending machine and I was trying to get my chips out. I think it was like some Cheez-Its or some shit. Good Jones. And they got stuck. And the girl, she's a little thickness. She came and she like bumped the machine with her hip, shook the whole motherfucking thing, and the chips came out and she got them for me. And I was like, yo, good looking. And my homie Zach would not let me lay that shit down. He was like, yo, now you know you just kind of sealed your fate. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man, stop it.
I haven't ever danced a day in my life. At least not for real, you know, with the girl. And all I could think of was Alicia being there. I mean, I couldn't look like a fool. So I figured, got a few days, I just learn how to dance.
Now, did I put music on and practice dance moves? I'm not telling. Yeah, of course I did. Not gonna fucking lie to y'all about that. Yeah, I was this kid, man, in middle school. By high school, I had it together. I wasn't doing these dance moves exactly, but, and I wasn't dancing with a rabbit, but.
Wait, let me show you something. Let me show you something, all
right? Oh. It's like, come on, man. Now, I don't know if they let him just go and just make his own moves up, or if he was scripted to do this. I'm not sure, but it works either way. Because in his mind, he probably is so impressive. He was a couple dance moves away from dry humping that fucking thing. Is that the kid from, that's the kid from Like Mike 2. I know it's a lot of people out there that's like, they made a part 2 of that shit? Yeah, they did. And that was the kid, his little brother is the kid, from Like Mike 2. He was in a whole bunch of other shit, too.
I was 4 years old. It's different now.
Look at my little boy growing up.
Oh, Mom, that's the latest step. It's called the hip.
Just forget about hop, huh? She's like, bless your heart, you no dancing ass motherfucker.
Oh, well. The people seem nice. Good. Good. So who is she?
She know her son.
What? I mean, only a woman can make a man do the crazy stuff you were just doing.
Either that or drugs.
Nobody.
Whatever, boy.
Parents know their kids.
I'm glad to see you like it out here. Looks like we're gonna stay here for a while. Anyway, I think you need a little more practice. Just keep it down.
Okay, Ma.
It's a good moment.
Hey, yo, Mike. The hair kind of sweet, man. Where you get it at? Carolina Blue, store in North Carolina. I got it there, yeah.
Why are you wearing it like that, man?
Like what? Yo, like a Poindexter, man. Yo, let me help you out. Yo, that's how the ballers wear, man.
Hey, everybody got their pen and paper.
Yo,
right?
You know, man.
Damn, pen and paper to the no. What does that meme always say? Not a single cell phone in sight.
The most numbers at the end of the night. Get a dollar.
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily a school dance thing. That was probably like teenage years and early 20s years of me and my homies going to like the mall. You know, we would hit up the mall and see. We didn't bet money, but we would see who could rack up the most numbers.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was when I was way more confident.
Oh, shit. Damn. I'm cool. Huh? Yeah, but for how long, man? Y'all ain't got no gum, some candy, some binocular or something?
Ah, man, binocular. I need something, too, because my breakfast kicking like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, man, you ain't never lying.
Shut up,
man. Hey, yo, let's go to that mini market around the corner.
Oh, hell nah, man. It's like Blood Central up in there.
Yo, man, what else we gonna do, man? I am not walking up in there with my breath smelling all tart and shit.
Man, let's just go.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, man.
He should have went with his gut.
Yo, man, you gotta take that hat off, man.
Why?
Yo, because it's got blue in it.
It's light blue.
Man, don't matter the shade, man. Take it off.
Yeah, man, that shit ain't cool around here.
What up, blood?
Again, any other movie, this would that would have turned into something else, man.
Damn, man, that was too close, man.
But they kind of just, you know, they kind of G-checked them, and they knew they were kids, and he took the hat off and kind of like, he took it off almost like cartoonish, like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, what's wrong with orange?
Orange is the best flavor of Tic Tac.
Look, with Tic Tacs, they're always a good choice because they're small and they pack a lot of power.
Yeah. You want to remember, always go small, because you might be talking to a fine-ass freak, and the candy fall out your mouth. Man, you look stupid.
Yo, and that shit counts, man. See, with Tic Tacs, they small, so even if they fall out, they hard to notice, especially in the dance, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Oh, and just so you know, fruit flavors, always bad, man.
You would have thought they were professors at Harvard or something. I mean, they had breath mints down to a science.
Out that funk, and that's important for slow dance.
What about... gum.
I got this.
I don't need that one.
As long as it's not Big Red. Big Red gum, I'm sorry, man. No diss to the people out there that love Big Red. It is fucking disgusting. Like, Wrigley's, I don't know what the fuck y'all were thinking when y'all made Big Red. It's trifling.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some of them, too. Hey, yo, y'all hold up, man. Let me get a soda or something. Thirsty as hell.
Oh, man, we gotta go, man. The party started in an hour.
Big Red, in the defense of it, though, the flavor lasts a hell of a lot longer than, what's that? That striped zebra gum, whatever it is. You got a couple chews, and then that's pretty much it.
What's going on? Hey, check it out, Mike.
Man, hell no, not this time, man. You check it out.
Hey, let's all check it out.
He robbed the fucking convenience store for the condoms.
Oh, no shit, man. I didn't know what the hell they was doing.
Man, quit crying. Yo, we gotta get out of here, man.
No, man. We should stay here. Let them rob the place, and then maybe they'll leave.
Man, you know where the fuck we at?
Hey, man, where the other one go?
What?
They coming, man. Shit. That's some fuck with this.
Fucking I forgot Antoine Tanner was even in this movie, man. I think he's only in this sequence where they take them to the dance. Antoine Tanner, man, big shout out to him because he actually responded on IG, man, when I told him I wanted to interview him. And I told him I didn't even know I don't know if I said this or not, but I think I remember telling him I didn't even know he played ball for real. Like, he can really play ball. You know, that shit wasn't just Sunset Park and Coach Carter, man. He really hooped for real. And I think his character played ball in One Tree Hill. Was it One Tree Hill or was it the OC? I want to say it was One Tree Hill. Him and Chad Michael Murray, I think, was in that shit. But Antoine Tanner been in every fucking thing. If you happen to listen to this, I'm still waiting on that interview, bruh.
At least let me give y'all a little ride to the dance or something.
Gun in hand, like, yeah, man, let me look out.
Least I could do, man. Come on.
He's just casually talking with the birder.
Come on. Man, we'll take you to the dance. Come on, man.
Another movie Antoine Tanner was in that people have probably never seen or just don't talk about enough. Dead Tone. It is one of the funniest fucking slasher movies ever, yo. Him, Brian Hooks. You know, Brian Hooks, that's a nice tie into DeAndre Bonds right here because they both were in Three Strikes together. Rucker Howard, a late great, rest in peace, shout out to Rucker Howard. He was in Dead Tone. I think Sherry Johnson is her name from Family Matters. I did a toxic commentary for that if y'all want to check that out.
Try to be generous to you little niggas. Look how you do, man. I don't understand y'all little youngsters nowadays, boy.
Boy, sit back this way.
Fuck you, boy. You ain't getting no zigzag. You ain't getting no drink drag, punk.
This shit didn't even make no sense. Well, it did make sense. You're not getting a drag of the joint.
I should be a motherfucking rapper or something.
Right.
I'm harder than DMC.
I mean, you crazy, nigga.
I'm serious than a motherfucker. Make a whole album about smoking weed.
Nigga, ain't nobody about to buy no album.
I ain't got the fucking lung power and or the
fresh-ass beats like this right here, boy.
You know, the on-deck smell goods to be in anybody's hot box these days, man. I'm not gonna lie. At one point in time, I was like, yeah, this is cool. It's funny as hell, depending on who you in the car with. But after a while, roll these fucking windows down so I can breathe. I remember hotboxing with, I think it was like four or five of us in the car one time. And we rolled down the Ave afterwards. I think we was going to get something to eat. And it looked like we was on fire in that bitch. I don't know how, like, nobody stopped us or anything. It literally looked like the car was on fire. And I think that was the day we saw this car driving down the Ave that looked just like the fucking DeLorean, and everybody was like almost in tears from laughing so hard. I think it was somebody that was moving and they had a bunch of shit packed on the back of the car. It was like a little hatchback joint. But that was like one of the funniest high moments ever.
Slowly.
This sequence, again, this could have turned into something different, man. This could have turned into Boys in the Hood real quick. You know, where he was like, you think you tough. He could have got guns pulled on him and everything.
It's just in my mother's name.
Hey, your last name don't match.
No, she was just remarried.
He's scared as shit.
Man, it's amazing how tables can turn. I mean, at the store, Boo was so tough and everything.
Go to jail.
That moment, bro. We were just kids like us.
Oh, God.
All right, everybody out of the car.
Now!
I don't think I've ever cried getting stopped by the cops before.
Put your hands behind your head and lock your fingers.
I think nowadays,
Everybody, against the wall, now.
I wouldn't knock anybody for doing it in 2024 because they murking motherfuckers out here.
And I don't want to hear a sound.
Not even to make a joke out of it, but it's real life, man. You know, this is a situation that young black males or just black males in general that we've experienced way too much. But they made light of situations like this in this movie. Like I said, for it to be a rated R movie is really like, is handled really well. They don't go overboard with things, but it's relatable, man. We've been here before. We don't know if, you know, if the cops are going to be cool or not. We don't know if we're going to get booked for something we didn't do.
They're clean, Mac.
Mm-hmm. All this for tail light?
Shut up. You speak only when you're spoken to.
I'm just saying.
Hey, young man, you heard the officer. Shut it up!
Stacey, man, shut up, man.
He's like, whose side are you on? Oh, I forgot they almost found the gun. This was quick thinking on Mike's part, too.
What the hell's going on over there?
He's like, that fake ass cough. What are you doing?
Just my allergies, sir. I'm sorry.
This is when he got Stacy's respect. Stacy's like the look on his face without even saying anything. He's like, oh shit, the gun. Like, he just saved their asses.
Okay.
They all would have went down if that gun, if they found that gun. Everybody.
You can go now. And you, greasy one.
How original. Can you even breathe in that shirt?
Man, it really works.
You could tell they just got a fucking bodybuilder and just dressed him up and dressed him up as a police officer.
I just don't want to laugh at you. Try, get your pride baby ass in the back seat. Nigga, these little kids have more horse than your motherfucking hand.
Man, fuck that, I'm riding in the front.
I don't give a fuck what you say. You better get your ass in that back seat or walk home or get your ass beat.
Damn. Some choice.
In the front, old boy.
You, get up in the front. Let's roll.
He got his shotgun pass.
What were you thinking? I mean, popping Tic Tacs when we was getting pulled over.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it throws me off when we cut back to present day in this movie because I'd be so locked in with the flashback sequences that I wouldn't have minded if the whole movie was just that, you know, period piece altogether. Is that the director in the background? With the bucket hat, I don't know. Is that the director with the bucket hat? I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
You would think I would remember. I just watched one of his interviews. I love how he grabbed the counter. He almost lost his balance.
Get the fuck up on my car.
Slim got the fuck out. The way Slim ran out, but he closed the door and left Roland in there is crazy to me.
Yo, I apologize about beating your ass that day. But I was protecting my sister. You know, she cute. It's always some nigga trying to fuck with her.
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
Nah, it's gonna take me some time to get over that, bro.
It's cool, man. I ain't gonna do nothing to you. I told you that, man. I guess. You guess.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, she ain't good enough.
Well, yeah, I do. So, man. Mike, big Mike, got good taste. She cool. She smart too. She happens to love that song by Luther Vandross, "If This World Were Mine." And if they happen to play that, I want you to get you a dance. I'm serious, man. Go have you some fun, man.
And the handshake to seal it off. Great fucking scene, man. Again, this director and his co-writer, they turn so many situations on their ear. Like, he could have gave him the speech, you know, on some Martin Lawrence, "You taking my daughter out" type of thing, or whatever movies have had the situation where it's like, "Here, man, that's my sister, and don't fuck with her" type of thing. But he... like, he apologized for whooping his ass and gave him the permission to get a dance with his sister because he knew he was a cool young boy. I love that scene, man. They flip so many narratives in this movie, it's not even crazy. Because I ain't giving nobody no... I'm fuck that. I'm not giving nobody no seal of approval. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Y'all know what I'm doing.
Party of all parties. Oh my goodness, I've never seen anything like this.
You got it.
Man, hormones jumping, music pumping, booty shaking.
Teacher's like, ah. Leave a little room for the Holy Ghost.
I'll be freaking all the fly skeezers up here tonight. Oh, check it out.
I think my first dance in, like, middle school, the first girl I danced with was the girl that turned me down when I asked her to go to the dance with me. The irony, right?
Man, the power of horniness is simply amazing. It makes you forget everything. I mean, we were just in a robbery and almost arrested, but it was like nothing had happened. Y'all want to dance with me and my partner? Yeah. Horniness also made me forget that I
don't
know how to dance.
His brain is just working against him right now.
Man, I was looking like a fool. Forget this. I'll just get into my own thing. I'll show you something.
That's it. Jesus, man. Get you a friend like Slim who's still gonna gas you up. Even when you're dancing like you're on ecstasy. And rolling too. Slim is such an asshole, man. And that rejection right there turned him into a wallflower for the rest of the night. Is that Christina Milian? Yo, that's Christina Milian, yo. Yo, that is Christina Milian, that girl that was, I think she was giving her number to Roland. Was it Roland or was it Slim? I don't know. That was her.
Damn, I only got four. Yo, man, I would have had way more if we didn't get here so late. So what's up, Mike?
You know the saltiest part about, like,
Damn. Getting
a girl's number. I remember getting this girl's number one time. It wasn't at a dance, it was at school. And I remember somebody I was cool with, he was like, man, I got her number too. I was like, damn, I thought I was special for a second.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go over here and tell you what to talk to her, all right? Man, don't do that. Come on. Man, nah, come on, man, for real.
Another relatable moment right here for me especially because I remember one of my... One of my homies in school found out that I was, like, crushing on this chick. And he was about to get up to go tell her. And I remember exactly, like, this moment here. I grabbed him. I was like, don't do that. Only had to tell him once, though. Good guy.
Yeah. Well, y'all gonna need some money after tonight. I get a job, like, man, I ain't paying.
Funny thing is, that's the friend I would eventually become. You know, like, I was pretty confident in myself, and I became that friend that's like, all right, I'll go talk to her for you. I'll tell her you on her top.
Okay, y'all, we're gonna slow it down here for the last one. Guys, grab you one of these fine ladies and get close. If this world
were mine, great fucking song, by the way. I don't know the woman who sings this with Luther Vandross. I just know it's one of the greatest songs of all time. They both slid on this shit. They both compliment each other. Their vocals compliment each other so well. Rest in peace, shout out to Luther. Luther was a monster, man.
The birds and the bees, when your love beside me, if this world
somewhere inside, I expected her to be dancing with someone else.
Now her, you know, casting Sanaa Lathan as her as Alicia's older self, I can kind of see a little bit of likeness. I'm wondering who, like, what were the other casting choices for the adult versions of these characters?
Hey, maybe I should think about this, right? I mean, I did grab a butt that day, but wow, that was 2 months ago, and she's been cool ever since.
You trying to fight the feeling. What's the worst she could say, though? No? Like, I, again, a relatable moment. I was the same way, like, damn, I don't know if I should do this or not. Rejection is crazy, but... take a chance. Look how she's looking at him. She's thinking like, damn, I hope this motherfucker don't come over and start talking to me. But she started like checking her outfit and, you know, fixing herself a little bit before he walked over. So I feel like his chances were really good. Who the hell is that grown ass man in the back playing the wallflower? Is he security? That's got to be a chaperone.
You know, I never really did get to apologize.
No. It's not a beer, people, I promise y'all. I do hate that this Coca-Cola is zero sugar. It's alright though. Maybe I don't, you know, coffee's already been in my system. Maybe I don't need any sugar.
You wanna dance?
Yeah, sure.
Big Mike, making all the fellas jealous in there. The way it
is. Man, my heart was beating 100 times a minute. She was so soft. She smelled so good.
His dream come true, man. Well, one of them. The chick did. That is Christina fucking Milian dancing with Roland. That's her.
You know I need you, baby.
I love this part.
What a beautiful song, man. They don't make songs like this anymore, man. I'm not saying that there's not good R&B out here, but god damn it, man. What a time. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Like, but you cannot blame me for thinking that is Christina Milian.
I can't hold it any longer, Captain. She's gonna blow. I was in full salute at this point.
Now this happens.
Yeah, yeah.
To any of my, you know, younger listeners out there. But dancing face to face with somebody, I don't think this has ever happened to me.
Well, this is how we do it in L.A.
He's like, oh, shit.
What is up, y'all? Back it up. Take it in. Sound alarm. Young
sir. Walk me outside.
Again, another moment that they kind of turn on his ear, because
sure.
I remember seeing this for the first time, and I thought that she was just going to be just in disgust from that moment, but she understood. Shit. Ladies, that's a compliment to y'all. You know, if you just slow dancing with a guy and his shit just stands at attention for you like that, that's a compliment.
Why not this weekend?
But she did jump back, like, what the fuck is that?
You asking me for my number?
There we go.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess so.
There you go. Confidence, boy.
Okay, I am.
Confidence, boy. Now, what if he ran upon a situation where he had to wash his hands? Come on, man. And got the kiss on the cheek. He won for the night. Fuck the money and the bet and all of that. He won. Stacy nodding his head like, go ahead, young boy. I'm telling you, man. Like, so many... So many classic moments, man. This shit give me goosebumps.
How the hell you do that? I told y'all not to worry about it.
He's like, listen, all hope is not lost.
Well, that last one wasn't all that cute, but she had a body, boy, I'm telling you. Yo, I won, man. What? Hell no, I got 7-2, it's the top. Top, ain't no ties, man. Hey, yo, how many numbers you get tonight? Just one.
One. Only way to break the tie is getting a number on the way home.
Alicia? Damn. I love you dancing with it, but dang. Yo, man. That number right there, worth 10 of them skeezers up in there, man. Yo.
All them skeezers, damn.
I ain't taking all my money.
All $2 of it.
Man, I was just trying to figure out how you swung that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's why I'm Big Mike and y'all ain't.
You know that, stupid.
Pagers, god damn.
Look, man.
Never had a pager.
Word.
I never really wanted one.
Look,
I never really liked them.
Oh, no, man. Don't tell him it's all. Fuck, man. What the fuck then? All right?
Like, pagers. With pagers, I just told myself, I was like, yeah, I'll hold off. Like, when this cell phone thing starts to kick into gear, I'll just get one of those things.
Yeah, you know what, man? You need to just grow your ass up, man, and handle your responsibilities, man.
I just don't want to be...
And you need friends like that are going to check you when you are fucking up in life. Those are the friends you keep around you. Not when they do it to scold you, but when they do it to, like, yo, I know you are better than what you are doing right now type of thing. These characters are written so well, man.
All right, look, whatever you decide to do, we're going to be behind you. But you ain't running, kid.
Mike, tell someone to put a car. Stop running, man. You need to stop.
Hell no.
Yeah, you are.
Now, don't even start.
Been here before, yo. Pull the car over, man.
Fuck
Ooh. Oh, God. And the way he threw up is so, like, it's, I'm telling you, I've been there, not in the car. Oh. We do got to rumble after that. I'm sorry. Because at that point, when you throw up, you ain't drunk no more. Oh. I at least waited until they pulled the car over, man. I remember it was about 5 of us in the car one time. I had just smoked too much bud. I'm not going to lie. This was ages ago. And I remember telling the driver, my homie, I was like, yo, man, turn the fucking heat off. And he's like, yo, the heat's not on. I was like, well, roll the windows down. He's like, yo, the windows are down. I'm just like, well, pull the fucking car over. Because this too much.
I will body slam your ass. You calm or you calm? You calm.
You know what?
Ass, roll, roll.
You know what?
Stop playing.
You know what, man? Both of y'all acting like this, man. But look, there's a wedding that is or isn't going to happen today, man. Only you know the answer.
Come on, man. Don't let Kofi fuck us up, bro.
What the fuck you going to do? You want to do this? You guess so, nigga. Ain't nobody asked you to go get no donuts. Let's go.
That's good enough for now, man. If you said no one would have ever asked her, hey. Look, we got to get cleaned up. Shit.
Where are we going to get cleaned up, Mike?
The scramble begins.
Oh, hell no. Nope, 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 nope. Go. Just go. Get this shit away from... What the fuck is that smell?
Roy had a little accident in the car, right? He got car sick. We need a place to clean up.
You need to go to a gas station. 76 got fresh paper towels and squeegees.
This ain't no damn commercial.
Look. Broke his head 2 hours, okay? We really, really need your help.
Roland looks so ashamed of himself. Smooth talking Mike right here.
I'm doing this for her. Not y'all, and especially not him. You can only imagine what that girl is going through.
Whatever, look, if we get him cleaned up quick enough, she won't have to know a damn thing. Alright?
Hey, you think you can clean tuxedos?
Word.
Nigga, what do I look like? Alice from the Brady Bunch?
Right.
You need to take him to the cleaners or something. Now, you can clean up here. I got some of my man's clothes in the closet.
Cool. For first in the shower.
Whoa, shower? Y'all motherfuckers ain't messing up my bathtub. There's a water hose in the backyard.
Hose? You ain't washing no dogs?
Says who?
You can tell they know her for years, man.
Are we servants now?
No, you stink now. You ain't fucking my house up. Go through the back.
I feel like as men, our female friends that we got time in with have some type of past to speak to us like that and talk shit.
Thank you.
Now, was this? This was after how Stella got her groove back. Now, I guess this part obviously is for the ladies where they're just showing these gentlemen's bare naked asses. I remember every adult woman at the time that saw this movie, they were just goo-goo gaga going crazy. But they had these pretty much... The three characters basically got naked in this movie, but we didn't get any naked women. We got no naked women in this movie.
Really though, the joke's over. Pass the clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Clothes. Which I'm up. Oh my god.
We look like three Steve Urkels with this shit you gave us.
I don't understand why this is so painful for y'all.
What you talking about?
Marriage, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all act like you're going to the electric chair or something. And this is supposed to be a special moment.
Tanya, ain't that simple.
You love her?
Yeah, I love her.
It ain't that simple. On the day of your fucking wedding, like, why do people waste people's time like that? I don't understand.
Thank you, Oprah. It's time to get the fuck out of here.
Can't take the heat, can you?
I can take the heat just fine. I ain't in the kitchen. That fool's getting married.
True.
But you do look good in them jeans.
You're welcome.
nice for putting up with me, Tommy.
That's for the bride.
That's cool. I deserve that.
She should have slapped him a little harder.
Ladies.
Hi there.
This actress, oh my gosh, she's been in so much shit, and I cannot think of her name right now. Let me look it up. She's great, man. She's been in so many movies and so many TV shows. It was one main TV show she was on. I want to say 22. Was it 227? I don't remember.
There's a church right down the street because it's going to take a prayer and a miracle to have this thing.
Look at this cast right here.
There's a wedding going on the way, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely right. We need you to work us a miracle.
And as I'm looking up the cast, yes, that was Christina Milian. It says Girls at Dance Number 2. Dawn Lewis, man, is this actress's name. She is great. A Different World. She was on A Different World. That was like, she was a main player on there. She was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I do remember her in that for sure.
You want this last piece?
I want that last piece.
Like, you don't need to be eating shit. Alright, I'll take it.
Why you always do that? If you want a last piece, why did you ask me if I want a last
piece? First of all, I didn't ask you. But the reason I asked Mike, the same reason you asked Lisa to marry. It sounds nice.
That's cool.
Why would they sample the same laugh twice, back to back?
Treat me when I first asked her.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Man, when I said peep the Cruising USA arcade in the background, man. I know I was the only one that used to play that shit at the arcades.
Look, I just don't think you need to be following the woman. All right, she should get a job and move where you are. Nigga, be a man.
I'm a man. That's bull, okay? It's like, she has a good job, so I'm going to go and follow her.
You need some panties.
Such a common argument amongst friends.
Will you tell this ignorant Negro, please?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I see what you're saying. Mm. Slim got a point.
No, I mean, she could have talked about it too. Thank you. What about Alicia?
I feel like, I've never been married before, obviously, but.
That was high school, man.
Just compromise has got to be made on both ends. That's all.
Right. I think you also got into NYU.
Common ground.
New York University.
Damn, he's right.
So now what?
Give me some fruit salad.
Oh, stay. Let's talk about this.
His hat is solid.
Let's talk about Alicia.
Lying, bitch.
Well, this is your home. We've been together in the wood for years. You talking about leaving? Should we barely kick it as is?
I feel like another common argument or debate, for that matter, amongst friends. And I feel like in cases like this, like, I would want somebody to be happy for me.
Then why are we sitting here not at the wedding, bro?
Because I do at some point, man. I do not want to be in the city much longer. Even if it's just on the outskirts, like in a, I almost said rural, but, you know, like suburbs overall. The city is just too congested for me at this point. I need peace and quiet.
You got Lisa Davis, right?
Yes, your playing cards are revoked.
One time, one time.
JL's over here, though. Let's do this. Let's do this. Do it good. All
right. One nice one. Ooh, that's me, the closest.
You always do that. Oh, snap. You remember the bet?
Oh.
You remember the bet, Mike?
Do you remember the back?
Now, what came out first, this or American Pie? Because this is when we get into the American Pie shit. We all get laid before we graduate.
St. Bernard High School. Lots of memories here. Now, high school was a whole different world, but basically the same objective at hand. Girls. Yeah, high school was nice. Still beautiful girls, only now instead of just booty, they had legs, hips, and breasts. And I'm a breast man.
Yeah,
and I love that Mike's confidence is much better. The growth.
The first day of school is always the best.
First day of school, homie. Yeah. Hey, go grab a Lisa Boo. Yeah,
come on. It's full of possibilities. And for us, that means sex. The wild thing. The nasty.
The wild thing.
I'll ask y'all later.
Waterhead girls alone. Jealous, man.
Is that Tanya?
Oh, man, you need to stop calling girls Waterhead, man. Man, you need to shut up.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, so? So, they gonna let Eric Mack your woman? Jesus,
yeah, that's funny.
Hey, what's up, boy?
After that dance, me and Alicia talk.
Sorry,
we were a couple for about 3 weeks. That's standard for junior high relationships. We stayed
crazy. Shit, they were in junior high.
You know, we juniors now. We got to buckle down.
Yeah, man. Ain't it a trip, though?
Okay, so meet me at the library at 5, okay?
Why? Yeah! What's the first day of school, girl?
Now, you know Miss Kiana gonna give a test the first week.
Oh, for real? Okay, I'll meet you there.
All right. I'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, me too.
She's like, Slim, shut the fuck
up. Damn! Man, that girl still fine as hell. Yo, man, you should have stayed with that. Oh, come on, man. That was junior high. I'm on the bigger and better things now, man. Nigga, like what? Like your mama, nigga.
Damn, that slice of pizza look good. Hungry as shit now.
Yeah, baby. What's up? It's on me. Hell no, nah, nigga. It's crazy. Look, man, it's on me, man. See y'all, Mike. Spin again, man. Come on. Man, hell no. Man, this stuff ain't for real. Yeah, man, I know what you mean. Tired of not getting no coochie, man. Shit, we juniors, man. Remember, I need something real, you know? I mean, man, females give me way too much power with this shit. Man, you ain't never lie. Man, it's like they ain't giving it up, man. Man.
Conversation is different now amongst them. Damn. The hormones is even crazier now.
I'm not gonna warm up the slot machine, leave, and let the next nigga hit the jackpot? I'm close. I know it. This has to be our year. You know what I'm saying? We the head niggas now. You know, juniors, man?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all niggas on varsity now, and I'm looking better every day.
Hey, nigga, as pretty as you are, you still ain't getting no pussy.
No way, man. Yeah. Oh, okay. Aha.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to get some.
Did you not hear me? I said I'm gonna get Monica soon.
We'll put your money where your dick is.
Ladies, let me just tell y'all, if y'all are out there listening, this is just common talk amongst men. It's not like we necessarily try to like objectify at times and things like that, but this is just y'all do the same shit. This is women. Listen, even though it's just a show. I realized when I started watching Insecure, even though I knew this prior, but really watching Insecure let me know that women talk the same way, sometimes crazier than men do, and love sex just as much as men do. So y'all have these conversations too. Y'all be having those, I'm going to get this nigga soon conversations, ladies. Y'all know y'all do that.
Come on, man. Why you acting like you don't want to do it?
Because a lot of the times, we don't even know women are plotting on us. We don't know. We don't know. Sometimes we do not know. Like, she just hung right up on him.
I'm not ready.
The all of these situations, like, fellas, we've been in these situations before.
What you doing?
I'm tired of that.
He just sitting up fingering her. That's weird.
We can make love.
First of all, I know you don't love me, so don't say make love.
Well, it sounds better than bone, right?
You want me to let you put that inside of me? That's so nasty.
These motherfuckers are going through it.
Blue balls or something. Yo, man, my shit could just swell up.
This chick I've seen in something else before, too. Jesus, gotta pour cold water over his shit.
Yeah.
Going her? Yo, that nigga still ain't walking. Nasty. Girl, that's natural. Sucks.
No, you need to back up. That's nasty.
That nasty.
Wait, what you could get now, baby?
Because it's in the Bible.
Come on, baby.
Is it in the Bible to say it's cool for you to get fingered? Like, come on. Jesus, man. Jesus. What a hypocrite.
You must think I'm a hoe.
I'll buy you something. What you want?
Hey.
I had a girl.
I wonder, was that even Alicia? In the script? Alicia was my friend. For him to take the jar of money and just run off. Because Roland's reaction seemed like, seemed like it wasn't the script.
It was the first thing that came to my mind. Just explain to me her reason, though. You're doing everything but it. I mean, what's up?
You know, doing it ain't easy. I mean, it's not like you just walk up to a girl and say, what's up, Slim? What's your name? Can we get busy?
It's gotta be the right time.
If it's a hooker, it's sure.
Person, right?
That's right. Gotta be special.
I heard that before.
I'll hear it again. You need to stop trying to trick her anymore.
Hey, I ain't tricking. I don't need tricks. My game is strong, girl.
You know what? If your game was so strong, then how come you ain't getting that?
Oh, you got
jokes. I love how they've grown to, you know, he said they were a couple for a little bit of time and they just remain like best friends at this point, to the point where they can talk to each other about things like this, and they both got somebody.
Maybe you need to find somebody who wants it as bad as you do.
Whoa, that's that eye contact was crazy in that moment.
Maybe I do.
Y'all playing games. This is usually how it goes, man.
You know what? Let's just go, because we ain't gonna get no studying done. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Made them fuck their whole concentration up with that conversation.
So what are you wearing the homecoming?
Oh, I got this suit from last year's basketball banquet.
Last year?
Yeah.
You too cheap to buy a new suit?
Hey, times are rough, okay?
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
I mean, I ain't trying to spend no more money. So you going with your boy? What's his name? Eric?
Oh, you know his name. Don't even act like that. Yeah, I'm going with Eric. You going with Kim, right?
Monica.
Oh, yeah, Monica.
That wasn't even close to her name. She knew. They know what the fuck they doing. But that's how it be, man. When it be like, yeah, you know, your boy, your girl.
It's cool, I guess. That's what you want.
The low-key shade at the person they're dealing with.
So what about Benita? Is she somebody special?
Girl, you're not even trying to be, like...
Monica.
Whatever.
My bad.
She's special enough.
She called her Kim and Benita. Like, just stop. Stop playing.
That's the only reason why you asked her, because you knew she'd say yes?
Yeah.
He says it the same way throughout this entire movie. Yeah.
Yep. See, you wouldn't even know anything about that since all the brothers ask you.
Not all the brothers.
Almost spit my soda out.
I got me a little fly red dress.
It's not that fly.
It's in the house.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You left the radio on all day? Like, as soon as you go in, just playing fucking...
I always wanted to get up here.
Ready?
He just made himself comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Is that a dress or a shirt?
You like it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So, where's your mom and Stacy?
Well, my mom's working late, and Stacy, I don't know, he's out running the streets again, like he always do.
Damn boy.
What's up, Jack? You've got any dedications, call
555. But Pete, though, like, he got up. She was about to sit on the bed right next to him, and he got up and sat in the chair.
Aw, how sweet.
What a fucking gentleman.
Now, Luther.
Oh. This was fate just fucking with him at this point. Like, listen, if y'all don't get it right this time.
Yeah. Oh. Atiera, 1986.
La Tierra, 1986. See? I remember when I first met you.
Oh, yeah. You met me with your fist.
Yeah, that's right. I met you with my fist. You and that stupid bet.
Hey, that bet wasn't stupid.
It was stupid. That's why you got the fist.
Okay, we gonna keep talking in circles, or...
You slim and rolling, always betting on something. Y'all probably bet on who would get the booty first, didn't you?
He's like, how the fuck did you know?
Booty first?
Yeah, booty first.
Oh, come on. That's stupid.
Whatever. You and your little nasty friends.
Do you remember that dance?
Yeah, I remember.
He's like, I'm sorry my dick got hard.
Just singing. I just had to ask you. I don't know why I did. I was scared to death.
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Mike.
I like that they, you know, the again, his confidence is up there. He's able to talk about this.
You dance pretty good for a guy with two left feet.
Oh, really?
You gonna talk shit to me throughout this entire movie?
Yeah, hey, what? I think I improved. For real. Hey, you wanna find out? Come on.
Yo, you mean you wanna dance?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now, the music's going. The movie's right. How we do it in North Carolina,
I love how he wasn't sure, but he just, he kind of went for it. They both kind of went for it. Now, fellas, probably like the majority of my listeners, I probably don't have to explain this to, but just in the case that I do, you know, when y'all are standing there making out and shit, when she is backpedaling towards a couch or a bed, brace yourself.
You got protection, right?
How responsible of her. And how responsible of him.
Some kind of my goddamn sling has been in my wallet for about 6 months, but work with me.
Again, another good wholesome moment. Because a lot of these movies, you do not see motherfuckers pull condoms out anymore. Now, this is a very awkward and brief sex scene, but it's realistic. Now, this part I cannot relate to. Because, first of all, what is that, a Durex or something? That extra medium condom he got dried in a motherfucker?
Yeah, it's cool.
That shit'll... burn the skin off your shit just off the friction alone or lack thereof. He's like, damn, I can't even feel my dick right now.
Is it supposed to look like that?
Damn. Oh, yeah. Shot to the heart.
Yes.
He's like, I don't even know anymore. And she's just like, well, okay. My man, you're not even gonna take your sneakers off? Sneakers and the pants? He got Dickies on. Obviously, it's a school uniform, but he got Dickies on. I'm not about to...
The fist.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Ow! What are you doing?
What you think?
Not there?
Yeah, bruh. He was trying to... He was on top, but he was trying to go in through the back door. You can't break her in with the back door action.
Ouch. Ow. Wait a minute. Maybe you should just back up a little bit.
Oh, come on, girl.
How smooth. He was just getting a little too excited. She had to help him at this point. He wasn't even like 10 pumps in before the condom broke.
It broke.
So go get another one.
Come on, we don't need one, do we?
Yes, we do.
She's like, I don't know where that thing has been.
That was my last one.
Well, you can go down the hall to Stacy's room. I know he keeps them in his top drawer.
I ain't going to his room.
Look, it's only down the hall. Are you trying to do this or what?
Decisions, decisions, bruh. Now, if you're in a situation like that, you gonna go down the hall and get one out of Stacy's room. You ain't gonna, and that's his ultimate crush too, his dream girl. He ain't gonna, you ain't gonna miss the opportunity. You ain't. Now, if he was like a quote unquote player, he'd have been like, alright, well, I'm good. I'll just go down the street and get some. From that chick down the street. Why they had to make the condom so shiny, like... Stacy gun in the mattress somewhere.
Stacy's room with no way out, and he was getting lucky while I was stuck with dirty drawers in my face.
What happened to your brothers?
Oh boy.
What you talking about?
You had four brothers. I counted. Now one's gone.
I don't know what you talking about, baby.
Who is she?
Who is who?
The hoe, you fucking mess hoe.
I ain't fucking no hoe with you.
Don't call me no hoe. Take me home.
Nah, look, baby.
Shut up and take me home.
No, I was just playing.
I ain't fucking no hoe but you.
Take me home.
No, Stacy pretty much cock blocked himself. Well, girlfriend was crazy though. She got some serious trust issues counting his condoms like that.
I got it. It all worked out.
He don't care. He like, Stacy ain't getting none, but I'm damn sure I'm about to get some.
This was meant to be, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll give you everything. Emma. It's my shit. Go ahead, young grasshopper. Have at it.
Having sex and with Alicia, this cannot be real. Oh yeah, it's real.
All 6 seconds of it.
Real good.
Oh shit, bro. Now, this is the part where I said I could not relate. Did I know what the hell I was doing my first time? Absolutely not. I feel like I watched enough movies and watched enough porn through the squiggly lines on pay-per-view that I didn't have. But this whole, like, 5-10 seconds thing, I never understood. Don't get it.
That's it.
And the fact, like, the look on her face, it's like she could have been disappointed, but she looks and, like, she doesn't know what sex is either. Neither one of them do. So it was kind of like this shared moment between the two where they didn't know how long it was supposed to last, what it was supposed to really feel like, and so on and so forth.
Well, what about me and you?
And how she just...
Me and you sounds good.
How she just scooches up under him like that.
But what about homecoming?
I guess you just gonna have to buy you a new suit.
So I won the bet. But I didn't feel right, you know? I mean, betting, this was Alicia. You know?
True coming of age moment right here. Look at Omar Epps. Right. He's still fantasizing. So they like, yo, bro,
I didn't tell Slim
we've been talking to you for the last 10 minutes. Man. And I love that he didn't tell his boys that he won the bet. Like, that was just it was a sacred moment between him and her.
That I would meet Miss Wright.
Because we could, listen, we got shit that we don't even tell our homies.
I kept on thinking of all the things I'd be gaining. But
okay, Joe in the background. I forgot how solid this this soundtrack was. This is another good soundtrack.
Don't give up the best thing that ever happened to you, bro, because you're scared.
You're right, man.
Did you let me learn?
You're right.
So what do you say?
I'm saying I'm ready to marry Lisa.
Yes. Yes.
So let me ask you something. Are you absolutely... You sure on this, right?
Yeah, man. Like you say, yeah.
Yes.
Tell me what I'm gonna do to be
good enough for me. Let's go.
They're like, yo, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get these suits. Thelma Hopkins.
Car trouble, boy.
Was she in the beginning of the movie?
Aunt
Rachel.
Really think that story?
Aunt Rachel from Family Matters.
No, and you a writer?
And she was one. I think she was one of the moms on the TV show Half and Half.
And we spent on this wedding.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Time out now. Yeah. Why y'all all getting on me and I ain't the one getting married?
Right.
Good point.
Because if I had to look at him, Mike, I don't know what I'd do. Come on.
You ain't gonna do
it. And you better stay. Get to what I'm
doing. Why he gotta be the one that... He's like, why I gotta do it? Threw him into the lion's den. Look at all the bridesmaids looking at him like, mm-hmm.
If he doesn't want to do this, I'm not gonna force him. Call it off then.
If y'all don't get the fuck out of my way.
Y'all must think I'm stupid like one of those Thelma and Louise bitches.
No.
Damn. Down,
tell that fool he could at least face me like a man. But, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not.
Lisa Ray,
Lisa,
she's another fucking vampire, man. She is aging backwards. She looks
why are you yelling?
Great.
I'm not yelling.
You know what? I'm just gonna look it real, okay? Because obviously y'all got some things y'all need to talk about alone.
No. It's bad luck to see him.
Bad luck? I thought you wanted to call it off.
Mike, look at me. Would I be standing here in this dress if I didn't want to marry him? But I'm not going to if he has doubts.
Hey, sir. I understand. It's Daddy. I got Roland out here, and he has something to say.
Got him by his neck.
Lisa. Lisa, baby, I'm sorry.
Right, because stop playing with
Lisa,
my daughter, man.
Lisa.
He said, I love you, I'm gonna marry you.
I wish, I know it wasn't about him directly, but I wish Basil Wallace was in this movie way more.
Lisa! What's wrong with you, man? You need to get out of here.
Mike, I need to see her, man. Please.
Hey, she does not want to see you, okay? It's bad luck.
So she still wants to get married?
I don't know.
Basil Wallace, it's hard seeing him and not thinking of Riverman from Return of the Dead 3.
Give it.
He said, I saw a river swallow a man whole, or whatever he was saying to fucking Kurt.
Man, what you want, man? What?
Hey, man.
I'll be cool, Mike.
Now's not the time, man.
I'll be cool, Mike.
He's looking at him like, don't you fuck this up, man.
I'll be cool.
I got you.
So what's up? You spill some of your dress or something? Come on, girl. I got people waiting. Chop. What?
Shut up, Slim.
Why I gotta shut up?
Because you probably said some shit to him to get him not to do this.
Girl, please. Y'all perfect for each other, I'll tell you, because you're both nuts.
This is why he didn't want him in the room. But I love how his two best friends are in there just basically trying to assure the bride. You know what I'm saying? Like, another good, great moment.
No, listen to me. I've known this man 13 years of my life. And I've never seen him look at nobody the way he looks at you. I've never heard him talk about anybody the way he talks about you. Look. Wanted me to get out to you. Remember that?
I didn't know he still had this.
Mm-hmm. It was hot as hell that day at the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling, Slim, both looking at you, drooling.
Won't nobody drool. I was drooling.
Slim was the only one man enough to come over and say something, but what did he say?
He introduced me to Rolling.
Think about that. That could be Slim out there crying at the door.
Y'all got jokes.
Look, if you got to be the butt of the joke to make this right, then so be it.
Oh, I'm glad he got you guys some friends.
I did some shit.
Please take this man out of his misery before I ask you.
That's dope. Slim may be an asshole, but again, he's a stand-up guy, man. He's got some charm to his assholishness. They looking at him like, man, you owe us. You almost didn't get married, bruh.
Oh, it's on.
You know what, Basil Wallace, I do always think his character and caught up too. Let's put a proper dropper on his head. Or what'd he say? Put a proper drop on his head. Jesus Christ. In 2024, when they play this on, you know, television networks and stuff, can we take this R. Kelly song the fuck out of there? We're not about to do this R. Kelly shit. Just completely ruined the moment. Another beautiful song that is just perfect needle drop. Ding, ding, ding.
I've been so many places, seen so many faces, but none quite as lovely as you.
Movie or not, beautiful ceremony.
What a wonderful and joyous occasion. Just two individuals come together as one.
Sanaa Lathan, another vampire who just ages backwards, man. She looks the same. Now, they kind of faded out as far as what he said to him, but it's real shit. Don't play with my child, man. I mean, she's a grown woman, but don't play with my baby, man. What if he, before he kissed her, he's just like, wait, I don't know if I can do this. I think Basil Wallace probably would have murdered him in cold blood up there.
Never thought I'd see the day Roland would get married. But I'm glad to see things change.
Yo, bro! What's up, man? What the hell you doing out here?
Man, you scared the hell out of me, man. I don't know, I'm trying to hide from Tanya's ass, man. She talked too damn much.
Yo, whatever, man. We need to go back up in there. Well, at least you come out here and beat that ass again.
Oh, hell yeah, man. You better run back up in there.
Oh, whatever, man. I don't know why you laughing, bro. Tanya, how you running around like the Lakers, baby? Running gun like... Oh, bro, can I have something to drink, please? Okay, Tanya.
Yeah, very funny. What y'all need to do is take some notes from Roland. Y'all ain't gonna be saying nothing when I'm putting in moves on it tonight, and I'll win the bet.
Oh, nigga, what?
I'ma win the bet.
Let me explain something to you. Tanya ain't giving up shit, and you still on lockdown, man.
Oh, I'm on lockdown. Well, if I'm on lockdown, what y'all doing out here with me?
We just came out here looking for you, man. Yeah, I'm with him.
Oh, you with him?
Yeah, you got it, man.
I always get you,
man. Nah, man, I just don't see it like natural, man. You know, to be with one girl, that just ain't me.
Man, you damn right, man. This is what I've been trying to tell Mr. Faithful over here. Yeah, wait a minute.
Any of my friends that's ever had that thought process, I love to see them guys settle down, man. It's always a great moment.
Shit, I can't even button my shirt all the way to the top.
Like, all my homies that's, it's not too many of them, but the couple of homies that I got that are married now, that, I ain't even gonna put their business out there, but we all dealt with a lot of chicks before, but
yeah, I like
the ones that are married now, I was so happy that they took that step, man. Cause that's next for me, honestly. I'm not gonna say I was like a little, like, hoeing out here in these streets.
Oh, yeah. Man, I recognize
them. Had my little phases or whatever. Hey, yo, bro. I'll leave it at that, but...
Hey, run me a little interference real quick.
I think marriage is amazing.
That's my boy. Hey, yo, man, why don't you go inside?
Hey, what do we know? All that mattered in life were your boys. Team.
Oh, it is a dress. It looked like a shirt when she had it, but it is a dress.
That was funny, girl.
So where your boys at?
I don't know. Come on, let's go inside.
Oh, wait a minute, let me fix you up here.
And you're feeling for a long time until you meet that one. Happen to roll. I suppose one day I'll happen to slip. Me? Well, I was a goner that first day she walked into my classroom. Excuse me.
It's real shit.
Dance, madam?
Yes, you may.
Oh, shit. Just dawned on me. This is pre... Love and Basketball with these two right here, which I did want to do for Black History Month, but that movie's so goddamn frustrating to watch. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Yeah, the wedding gave me a good reason to come back and see an old friend. Mm-hmm, I haven't seen Roland in years.
Came all the way. I haven't seen Roland.
Mm-hmm. Slim too.
Slim Javier.
But here you are.
But you're dancing with me.
Right. I tell the missus that anytime she talking shit to me, I'm like, and here you are. She know I say that shit.
So how cold is it back here?
Had they would have gotten together in the really real world, I'd be all for it. Everybody dodged that. All the men were just like, I ain't picking that shit up.
All right, let's knock this off. Let's break that off. Oh.
Man, you got the good sound. All right, look, this is the best man's toast. Get on up here, boy. All right, before we get started, I have some bad news. Reverend Parker was arrested out front for fraud. For impersonating a minister. So, we got to do this all again next weekend, people, so.
Oh, boy.
I love you guys, and I'm going to turn this over to Mike. How's that?
Oh man, well, I guess since we are the best men, you gotta say something,
right? You got it.
Well, we all did a lot of things to get prepared for today, and me myself, I did a lot of thinking, and came to a funny conclusion. Now, I realized how selfish I was. Because I felt like I was losing a very dear friend. I know that may not sound like the right thing to say, but I moved around a lot when I was little. I never knew what it was like to have any, you know, real true friends until I met Roland and Lavinio.
You need to stop.
So today, I'm a bit upset, but I'm also very, very happy, and very extremely proud of you, man. You know, I'd like to ask God to bless Roland and Lisa as they enter a beautiful new life together.
Yeah.
Lisa, if the boy get out of control, Slim got a headlock for him.
Nah.
We ain't laughing.
Very natural speech right there.
Thanks for all the love. And to the two boys, the two grown men who mean the most to me, you know, I'm never going to forget the times that we had. I look forward to the future. And I love y'all, man. Y'all are my brothers. Let's do this one for the wood. Where it all started.
Said the name of the, I mean, you gotta say the name of the movie. In this movie, I know. Very well said, man. Cause one of the things that play into my rating for this is the fact that this is a coming of age movie. I feel like, at least I feel like, but overall, you know, through the antics and the bets and the romance and the love stories and the, you know, the losing of virginities and things like that. At its core, it is a story about these three guys, man. And, you know, I can't, usually I say, well, we survived the wood people and all this other shit. That was a pause moment right there, by the way. But I'm going to, you know, it's kind of weird. As much as I was praising this movie, I'm going to give this a 9.5 out of 10. Like a 9.99999 out of 10. Why I can't give it a full 10 out of 10 is because I got to be honest. And I think I alluded to this early on. Every single time we snap back to the present, I'm like, damn, like I'm cool with this being a period piece about how these guys came up. I'm cool with that. So the whole back and forth thing kind of, it's not annoying, but it makes me snap out of it. And I'm forced to get back into, you know, how we opened up this movie with the present day characters. But that's not to say this movie's bad at all. This movie's got everything going for it. These characters are written so well. Very rarely are past day characters. It's my shit. Neck of the Woods with Outkast. We not even gonna celebrate Mystical because he's in the same boat as R. Kelly right now, just different circumstances. But very rarely do you get past tense characters that are written exactly how they are in present day, just more mature versions. And I think they did a really good job casting these people, man. But this director, Rick Famuyiwa, great fucking director, man. He's got two, you know, outside of everything he's done. He's done some great stuff, but he's got two coming-of-age classics under his belt with this movie and with Dope. And it's not every day you get directors that can pull that off twice, man. So I love this guy's body of work. I want to see more from him. I want to see, you know, more of his past works. And like I said before, man, this is a movie where they easily could have, you know, had all our stereotypes play against us. And every time we get what could be a stereotypical moment, the writing, the direction, and the performances turn it on its ear. You know, whether it's Stacy, you know, making amends with Mike in the car, whether it's you know, the exchanges with Mike and Alicia, doesn't matter, man. This movie uplifts those situations that they could have turned into something really cliche. Even the moment with the cops, as I said, you know, it could have went south, man. The cops could have found that gun in the car, but instead Mike causes a diversion and, you know, he ends up gaining Stacy's respect because of it. So many scenarios that when you think it's going to play out one way for the worse, it plays out for the better and just completely catches you off guard, man. It makes for one of the best black coming of age stories. I mean, you could consider this a romance, a rom-com, whatever, but for me, it's a coming of age story at, you know, at heart. So big shout out to Rick Famuyiwa and Todd Boyd also, who helped him write this script. Shout out to Omar Epps and Richard T. Jones, and I almost called him Trey Songz for a second. Tay Diggs, man, Melinda Williams and Tamala Jones and DeAndre Bonds and everybody that was involved in the making of this movie, man. It's one of the best black cinema works out there and still holds up today. You know, this movie came out in 99. You can watch it. Doesn't necessarily feel too dated at all. You know, one part's a period piece, but what takes place in the present still holds up just as well as it did back then today. So big kudos to this movie, man. Such an impactful and influential movie. So good for the culture, man. That is the narrative I'm trying to push this month, man. Now, this episode, I'm not sure how this is going to come out because I do have to, I don't know if you guys could tell, there was a little technical difficulty. I got to splice this audio together because I've got it in two parts. The shit cut off like an hour and some change into it. So I've got to, you know, figure out a way to put this thing together, man. Shout out to Max Wood from Galaxy of Film Podcast, because I actually, before I started recording again for the second half of this audio, I messaged him because he does all his editing like in a jiffy and does it pretty fucking good, man. So big shout out to him for telling me, you know, pointing me in the right direction as far as the editing software and things like that. I need to get better at this editing shit anyway. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there and make sure, you know, like I said, Galaxy of Film Podcast, man. Make sure y'all check them out on Instagram and check out their YouTube channel and all of that. We actually did, I don't know how many people tuned into it, man, but we actually did, they invited me on the show for a review for Drive and the Nice Guys, so you guys can check that out, man, and all their other movie news and movie content if you guys want to do all that. But people, y'all already know where to go, and if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. Definitely, definitely on a roll today, man. It's looking like a really, not looking like, but it has been a really productive Monday, man. Hopefully the editing process goes well enough for me to get this out to y'all probably sometime in the early evening, not too late. But yeah, man, and I appreciate y'all, you know, tuning in. If you guys stuck around for the madness that took place in the wood, I don't know if that was another pause moment or not, but you know, y'all know the love, support y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.